This is the conference coordinator. At the time, this call is being recorded. If we have any objections, you may disconnect. You may begin your conference, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Again, I think we're going to try to do a pretty short call today. What I'd like to do is really two things, unless people have other things they want to add to the list. I would like to go through the document and make sure there are no changes or additions that people would like to see. And then also just talk a little bit about the message that Steve Crocker sent, in case there's any comments or thoughts from the group about that, which I realized came very late yesterday. I've been trying to work with Steve to get an update for a few weeks, but at the last minute, so at least we got an update, but people may not have had much time to give any thought to it. Does anyone else have anything for the agenda today? So I think the goal is to try to, again, finish this off this week and get it to the council within the next couple of days. And I did send a draft document, compiled document, which hopefully everybody received. The draft is dated 17 May, wishful thinking. And it reflects the chart having been inserted. Although we need to make a change in the chart that I'll tell you about in just a sec. And then the Annex 2 that has the updated documents, and actually I've inserted the link that's missing since I sent this out to you. So let me just ask if either group, Viewpoint 1 or Viewpoint 2, have any proposed changes to the text of, including my text at the beginning. Done. We're going to have a really short call. Okay, one other thing, too, on the chart itself that I need to update, Eric Bruner-Williams asked to be dropped from the list. So his entry is not going to appear on Annex 1. And the additional statement that had been flying around among half the participants yesterday that, I guess is not an issue as well. So that's one change I need to make to the tally sheet I'll send it out one last time just to make sure there are no other issues. But does anyone have anything else besides that change that needs to be made?
Liz, this is Steve. Let me just ask. So this will be sent to the council, and then is this on the council agenda for some next step, or is this
right? So what would happen?
The council to decide.
Yeah, the council. It is going to be on the agenda for the council to decide. What the council normally does is, take sort of at least a two-step approach to considering any issue, in the sense that they'll have us present the report at the first meeting following its submission. That meeting was scheduled for the 29th of May, but I know we're trying to change it a week later. And Glenn, maybe you have an update on that, just because it conflicts with the board call at the same time. So I don't think that's definite. Do you have an update on that, Glenn?
No.
Okay. We're still trying to deal with that challenge that it does conflict.
Sorry, yes, I do know the council call will probably be 1 week later, but I have only got half the response.
Okay, so I think we're... Sorry, that was my call waiting, clicking. I think we're anticipating the meeting being around June 5th, so that would be the meeting at which, I would describe this report and what went on, the details of it, and then they would... have some discussion, but then they would have a subsequent, give everyone a chance to review the report and have some subsequent discussion. I think the plan is for that to occur in Paris and, to have a discussion on Saturday or Sunday preceding the meeting. And, there may be a motion at that time. I don't know. But it would not get acted on right away. It would get presented with time to discuss at least two meetings.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Anything else to talk about with the report itself? Okay. Let's turn quickly to Steve Crocker's email. Again, this was in response to I think Danny Younger's request to understand if there were more insights available or information available that might be useful on IRIS. And given the time constraints, you know, I stuck with going to the SAC rather than, you know, a broader book. And so the information that Steve provided in email is an updated in response to that request from me on more information that this group requested on implementation of IRIS and what would be involved. And it does appear that Steve is suggesting that, or the FSAC is suggesting that further study be done on that. So I bring that to the group's attention because we owed it to you, not that it would necessarily change the outcome of this report in any way, but since it is requesting, in a sense, suggesting a study of its own, I wanted to make sure that we have the chance to discuss it and, you know, whether it does impact our work in any way.
This is Steve. Are you taking a cue or just...
I'd be happy to, sure. No one's talking, so go right ahead.
All right. I just looked at this a few minutes ago, but I think there's some interesting ideas in here. It's not clear to me what this group is in a position to do about it.
Right.
I guess we're going to report to the council and then wait for probably 6 weeks or more, I guess, from what you said.
Yeah.
I think it would be useful to have some, you know, I'd be interested in getting people's reactions to this, and I'm certainly going to share this with our constituency, because I think you make some interesting points at the end about some of the issues you might be looking for in future, you know, the evolution of who is. I think there's some good points to be discussed there. But
and I was interested.
I don't think our group is necessarily going to do anything about it.
Yeah, right. I was interested in what he said about IDNs. I wondered what people thought about the IDN issue specifically, too. You know, because then we're sort of looking ahead and saying, okay, what are the implications going forward?
Now that's. I mean, beyond that IDNs would, excuse me, that WHOIS would appear in these other scripts, I don't know what exactly he's referring to there, but I think it's...
Other comments or...
This is Steve Del Bianco. Okay,
Wendy.
Okay, Steve, Wendy, who else? Okay, Steve?
I'm looking at Steve Crocker's recommendations, and the first one he had is that the council should, you know, continue current proposed work, resolve legal issues in the WHOIS framework, and they believe that studies that catalog legitimate uses as well as abuses, et cetera, can help the community establish requirements for the administration of domain registration. My question is, on the SAC's number one recommendation, then, are they saying that those studies would benefit the implementation even of an IRIS-type regime, or are they speaking only of studies that value the current regime? I'm confused, because, I mean, the implications could be that the SAC is really endorsing further study, and if so, is it because they think they'll need that to shape the policy around IRIS? Thank you.
Actually, that's a good question. And, you know, one thing to think about is whether there are questions we'd want to, we or the council.
Talk to the other side on the corner, is fine.
You know, might want to respond to request back to the SAC.
So the statement that struck me most strongly in this was, while the development of technical standards for the Internet is not an ICANN activity, the ICANN community would benefit from the use of a formal directory service. And so I would strongly encourage interested participants and perhaps much of this group and SAC to gather outside of ICANN to develop directory service protocols. But I take the recognition that it's not ICANN's mandate to develop that directory as an anti-study within ICANN.
Right. Other comments?
No, this is Tim.
Anyone else before we go to Tim?
This is Tim.
Yes, Tim, go ahead.
You know, a comment I made before, and even through all of the, you know, years of discussion, and it's brought up again in the recommendation one of the S Act, where it talks about legitimate uses and abuses. And I still don't think there's any agreement within the community, or even outside the community, as to what's a legitimate use and what's an abuse. And so it seems that, you know, in going forward with any of this, you know, whatever we do, that should probably, you know, if we pursue anything further, defining what is legitimate and what's an abuse is probably like the number one most important thing to resolve, so that we know what the heck we're studying, or that we know what we're trying to solve, or what policies to pursue. So that's probably the biggest policy question in my mind, if anything is going to be pursued here in regards to who is defining what's legitimate and what's abusive.
Okay, other comments? What sort of process-wise do you think we should do with the Crocker FAQ email? I'm sort of acknowledging, I guess, that it's kind of not the purview of this group at this point to do anything with it. You know, unless you wanted to, for some reason, include it in the report. I mean, I could just forward it to the council and say that this is, in addition, this is information that and I think I probably should do this, but I'll just get your reaction. This is information that was provided by the SAC that, you know, also may be of interest in terms of further activities on who is, and leave it at that, kind of separate from everything else we're doing. Is that an appropriate way to treat it? There may be others in the council that, you know, want to be informed about it, or there may be, you know, a council desire to get more information. Anybody object to that?
This is Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
I don't object, but I would say that, I mean, if there's time, and Crocker would be responsive, I would ask Steve, with respect to his recommendation, number one, whether he's suggesting that those further studies that he lists be believed to be helpful for the replacement of who is, and not just for the current who is. In other words, I would just ask him to clarify the question I raised earlier.
This is Steve Metallis. Can I get in the queue?
Sure, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've already raised a couple of questions about this, and, you know, you raised, Liz, the issue of what is he referring to about IDNs, and Tim raised an issue, and Steve raised an issue. I mean, it may be worthwhile just to have a conversation with Steve. Again, I don't know if this group has the charter to do that, but I would certainly think that just having a call with him might be useful to shed light on some of these questions. But that's...
Okay.
David Bonner joining.
Hi, David. Would it make sense? I mean, we could go ahead and deliver the report. There are a couple things we could do. We could just deliver the report on time, you know, mission accomplished, and then request a further call with Steve, essentially keeping this group alive for that period of time to take a look at it. The other possibility is, excuse me, I think who is, you know, will be a topic of conversation, these studies in Paris. I could use that forum to request an in-person discussion and see if that's something Aubrey and the council would like to do, you know, on that topic, which might also be good because it would provide information to other council members, too. There's another way of handling it. I just don't want to let the opportunity go by if there's, you know, useful input there or just further discussion to have.
Man, it's just letting the opportunities go by and letting the group die.
Right.
Sorry.
Sounds like a bad country song. I don't know. What do you think, Wendy, others?
Well, I think either of those things would work.
It'll probably blow down the schedule more than anything.
Yeah, it's a schedule thing, probably.
Okay. Well, why don't I pursue that in addition, or make it known that, you know, we think that's an appropriate thing to do, whether it's done separately, and that we can even put that in the cover letter to the council with the report. Okay. Anything else we need to discuss today? All right, I'm going to send a revised report, just the quote, final report, out later today. You know, we're going to try to send it to the council, I think, on Thursday. I don't see any reason to wait. We can even send it before if no one has comments. I just want to make sure there's nothing I've missed. Y'all can take one more look at it after I've made the final corrections, you'll see. And, you know, look for it later today. Try to email me within 24 hours of any changes, and we'll finalize by Thursday.
Actually, one quick note.
Sure.
From Wendy. Maybe just make clearer that sort of everybody in the group was participating as an individual and no one has gotten or saw sign-off from constituencies here, especially in the chart at the end where maybe indicate constituencies listed for identification purposes only, because I know I am not speaking for ALAC and believe that's the same for many of the other participants.
Good idea.
Yeah, I guess the one thing I want to make sure of is for those that did check with constituencies and are speaking on behalf of the constituency, which I think is the case with the registries and the NCUC.
Yeah, that's right.
For that too.
Okay. That's okay, David?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So everyone's participating as an individual. Does it make sense to just note that on the chart, on the bottom of the chart? Or should I also note it in the text, you know, in that italicized text in the beginning of each viewpoint?
I thought, that Liz, this is Tim, not to make things too complicated, but, you know, I do want to make it clear that we did present the statement that David helped to craft for those who said no. To the registrar list, and in general, I mean, we got support for it. There was actually no dissent, but it's not like an official thing. We didn't have a vote, blah, blah, blah. So I don't want to make it sound like, you know, this was, you know, I kind of just ran off on my own on this either.
Well, I could say that.
Liz, this is Steve Metalis. Can I get
in here? Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I'm confused because I thought that for example on the registry constituency which you have listed there, you drew from the statement that was presented as a position of the registry constituency.
I think what we have is that, if I can paraphrase, is we have a sort of variety of ways in which this was handled by all of you. Some of you did consult officially with your constituency and produced a constituency statement, and some of you contributed as individuals, perhaps communicating regularly to keep your constituency informed, but it wasn't an official sign-off in whatever terms those are. So somehow we want to capture that scenario.
No, the document that I sent says explicitly that it's statement of the representatives of the constituencies.
Okay.
Not the constituency position.
Steve Del Bianco, I can get in the queue as well.
Sure, Steve. Go ahead. Steve.
Steve Metalis, I think you were first.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
I wanted to say that in viewpoint number two, Steve Metalis and I both worked on that and wouldn't object at all to having that indicated in the same way that David and Wendy indicated it on viewpoint number one. In the sense that it's representatives of the constituencies. And by representative, I mean to say that I represent the interests of the BC, although I did not try to obtain a formal vote on the particular words and phrases we put into the document.
Okay, why don't I do this? Why don't I try to come up with a statement that captures what happened here? Everyone did participate as an individual with representing the interests of their constituents and communicating with their constituencies as they deemed appropriate.
Well, yeah, it's Steve Metalis. Yeah, I think you have to express that there were a variety of approaches here. I'm just looking at this document that David Maher submitted on April 21st, and it says the GTLD Registries constituency submits this statement. And then it says everything else is RYC believes this, RYC ranks the order.
Yeah, well, that one was a statement of the constituency. That's yeah. Different than the one that's been
actually inserted in the document.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. But, I mean, I was thinking in terms of, I thought we were talking about in Annex 1, how...
Well, we're talking about, I think we could go in three places, and we can talk about where it goes and also what the it is. Potentially, we could footnote or note or highlight the participation, you know, above or below the tally chart in Annex 1. We also, if we wanted to highlight even more the nature of the participation, could add phrases or sentences in that italicized text I put before each of the statements in viewpoint 1 and 2. I'm open to whatever you all suggest. It's also okay with me if each of you wanted, each group wanted to phrase this themselves. You know, if there are differences in what was done in the case of the no studies versus the pro studies. But, you know, I'm willing to try to come up with a sort of single statement that could be put in all three places or just in Annex 1 that tries to capture the point that everyone operated, participated as an individual with the interests of their constituencies in mind, communicating with the constituency as you deemed appropriate.
I'm comfortable with just what you just said.
Okay. Anybody object to what I just said? I mean, I'll put it in writing and we'll have one more chance to look at it today.
Sounds good.
And sorry?
That sounds good.
Okay, good, thanks. And then the only last decision to make is, does it just go in Annex 1 or would people like it highlighted before the text in each of the two, Section 2 and Section 3?
Steve Del Bianco, I'd prefer the latter, I guess.
Okay. Anyone object to putting it out in all three places? Same statement. Okay. Let me take a whirl at that, and feel free to edit as you like. And let's, anything else before we close? So I just want to thank everybody for your participation, and,
May I take the chair? Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Yes.